Hi, I'm Mark Vincent, and you're listening to 5 Minutes on Psalm 38. David's really in a bad way in this psalm. He's very ill, and he's suffering under the terrible effect of guilt. Now, he describes that in verses 3 to 5. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, he says. So God's angry with him. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. So God's got reason to be angry with him then, he's saying, because he sinned against God. For my iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. So he talks about sin, iniquities, foolishness, iniquity. That's the problem, and the problem has had very real physical consequences for him. It's God's rebuke, God's pressure, God's punishing. It's as if God's shooting arrows at him, verse 2, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. God is the root cause of David, David sees it behind what he's experiencing, but of course it's David's fault. He's the one who committed the sin. So the consequences are very physical, and that's brought out by the huge number of references to different parts of the body. He talks about his flesh, his bones, his head, his loins, the flesh, the heart, my eyes, my mouth, my feet. It's every fibre of David's being, every part of his body that's impacted by his illness and by the guilt that's pressing down upon him. And that's further emphasised by the list of symptoms that he's got. It's just a remarkable list. He talks about his wounds being deaf, mute, dumb, halt, having a loathsome disease, being corrupt, being feeble, being sore broken, being no soundness in his bones, he can have no rest, his wounds stink, he's bowed down, he's disquieted, he has a panting heart, he roars around, his strength fails him, the light's gone from his eyes, he's got sores, he's in a state of continual sorrow. Now, that sounds pretty horrible, doesn't it? And it leads you to wonder, so what was wrong with him? Some people even suggested that these are the symptoms of leprosy, and then you can say, well, is that a literal thing, or is this more a psychosomatic type thing, whereby I guess more and more we're understanding that the way we feel, things going on in our mental life can have these huge physical consequences. So maybe that's an angle, or maybe the guilt that he feels, it just so happens that he's also extremely physically ill at this time. We don't know, but there's no doubt, we probably know from our own experience that at times when we're very distressed or when we are plagued by guilt about something, that it can really be debilitating and make us be very ill. So what's he going to do about it? Well, we've actually already seen the answer. We saw it in verses 3 to verse 5 when David recognized what the problem was and went to God with it, where he tells God that he realizes that he feels like this because of his sin, that his iniquities are gone over his head. It's as if he's drowning in them. It's like a heavy burden pressing down on him and squashing him. And that really comes to a head in verse 18. And this is really the key to moving on past his illness and past his guilt. For I will declare mine iniquity, he says. I will be sorry for my sin. Now, it's human nature to want to cover up our sins, to make excuses for ourselves, to pass the buck to someone else. And what David does here is the exact opposite. He brings it out into the open before God, realizing he can't solve it himself, and asks God to lift the burden from off him. And the wonder is that that's exactly what God is prepared to do. God's been watching David through all this. David admits as much in verse 9, Lord, all my desire is before thee. My groaning is not hid from thee. God knows what David wants, and he's just waiting for David to confess and to tell him, and then God can forgive him. Confession, then, is the key, and so the psalm ends like this. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.